Welcome back to Sound Medicine. I'm Barbara Lewis. Jill Dittmeyer is here now with this week's health news headlines.
Thanks, Barb. A study out of Emory University this week found that people who were given ice packs in the first 24 hours after major abdominal surgery reported less pain and needed lower doses of narcotic painkillers. How does that work, you ask? Well, the cold reduces swelling so that more oxygen can flow into cells and at the same time makes the nerve endings less sensitive to pain. When the patients who wore ice packs for the first day after surgery were asked to rate their pain, they averaged a 3, while the comparison no ice group rated their pain a 5. Another benefit? Ice packs cost $2 each. The doctor who led the study says he wasn't trying to cut off all pain medication. He just wanted to find ways to protect patients from too many narcotics. In other news this week, the number of Americans with diabetes keeps going up. The CDC calculated this week that between 2010 and 2012, the number climbed another 9%. That comes to 86 million people, a third of the population, who have prediabetes, where blood sugar levels are higher than they should be, and one in four people who have diabetes don't even know it. The FDA is encouraging pregnant women to eat more fish, and not just to avoid cancer. For years, women who were pregnant or breastfeeding were warned off fish for fear that mercury might harm their babies. But now the FDA has concluded that women have been missing out on the nutrients that fish can provide. So, more shrimp, salmon, tilapia, and canned tuna, but still hold off on that swordfish. And finally, here's a sign of the marketplace, more than meeting a need. About 1% of the U.S. population has celiac disease, which makes them allergic to the gluten protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. Well, it turns out a lot more of us are eating as if we have celiac, too. Americans spent $4.2 billion, that's with a B, on gluten-free foods last year. Reporting for Sound Medicine, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.
Health news headlines are presented in part by the Marion University College of Osteopathic Medicine in Indianapolis.